Open your book to page 36 for the continuation of Moby Dick.
Sir, oil is leaking from some barrels in the hold. We must stop and...
What? Stop here for a week to repair old barrels?
If we do not, we will waste more oil in a day than we may get in a year. What will the owners say?
Owners? What do I care about the owners? Go on, Dick.
A better man than I might well pass over in you what he would resent in a young man. Aye, and in a happier man, too.
Do you dare to think wrongly of me? Get on deck.
Grabbing a loaded gun, Ahab aimed at Starbuck.
There is one God that is Lord over the earth, and one captain that is Lord over the Pequod. Now I order you to get on deck.
You have made me angry, sir. But you don't have to fear Starbuck. But Ahab should fear Ahab. Beware of yourself, old man.
What's that he said? Ahab, beware of Ahab. There's something true about what he says.
A little later, on the deck...
You are too good a fellow, Starbuck. Head for land and repair the barrel.
After the barrels were repaired, the Pequod sailed on and...
Blacksmith, make me a spear. One that will stick in a whale like his own fin bone.
Is this harpoon for the white whale, sir?
Aye, for the white devil. Here, make the heads for the harpoon from my razors. I have no need of them, for I neither shave, eat, nor pray till... But here, to work.
Ahab made the harpoon ready, not in water, but in blood drawn from the harpooners.
I baptize thee not in the name of the Father, but in the name of the devil.
As we sailed in the Japan seas, a storm broke on us from a cloudless sky. By night, the ship's sails were torn, the sky and sea rocked with thunder and lightning. As the men worked to save the ship...
Who's there?
All thunder. Ahab, the captain. Look in the sky. Look at the sparks.
The metal and three-pointed lightning rods on the masts glowed with a silent flame. Seamen called this the St. Elmo's fire. Although the men had all seen this kind of thing before, they watched, frozen in their shoes.
God, have mercy on us all!
It almost lights the way to the white whale.
Ahab held the chain of the mainmast lightning rod.
I will pretend to feel the pulse and let mine beat against it. Blood against fire. Leap up, fire! I leap with thee! Worship thee!
Thy harpoon, Captain! It glows with a ball of fire.
God is against thee, old man. This voyage will end in no good. Turn back.
Aye, let us sail home while we may.
But Ahab held the burning harpoon.
All of you promise to hunt for the white whale with me. We will all hunt, do you hear? Look here.
With one breath, he blew out the flame.
Thus I blow out the last fear.
The storm ended. And some hours later, Starbuck went to Ahab's cabin to report that new sails had been put up and the ship was again on course.
He sleeps within. Shall I wake him to drag us all to our doom? He would have shot me with this very gun. Shall I let this crazy old man bring us all to our death? Would I be a murderer if...
Then, within the stateroom, Ahab cried out in his sleep.
Stern all! Oh, Moby Dick, I hold your heart at last.
No. No, I cannot. Even though any day I may sink with all the crew to the bottom of the sea.
Sailing on, the Pequod met the Rachel, another whaler from Nantucket.
Have you seen the white whale?
Oh, yesterday!
The captain of the Rachel came aboard the Pequod.
Where was he? Did you kill him?
No, he escaped and towed off one of my boats. My boy, my own boy, was on that boat. Won't you help me find it?
His son lost. We must save that boy.
Let me rent your ship for 48 hours. I'll pay and pay well. You have a child of your own safely at home. You must understand. You must help.
I will not do it. Even now I lose time. Goodbye, and God bless you, man, but I must go after Moby Dick.
You should now be on page 44.
The captain went back to the Rachel to continue the search. We watched her as we sailed swiftly away.
They haven't found the lost boy. I doubt they ever will.
A few days later...
Moby Dick is around here. I must have the first sight of him myself. Make me a seat and raise me to the masthead.
From his high seat on top of the mast, Ahab watched the sea.
Show yourself, you monster! Ahab challenges Moby Dick!
Not long after...
A mild day, Starbuck. On such a sweet day, I struck my first whale 40 years ago. Out of those 40 years, I have not spent 3 ashore. I have grown old and tired on the uncaring sea. So little time have I spent on land. My wife's been alone since I wed her. What a 40 years fool has old Ahab been. In your eyes, as in a magic glass, I see my home and yours. Stay aboard the Pequod when Ahab gives chase to Moby Dick. The danger shall not be yours. You shall live to see home again.
Oh, my captain, give up the chase of that hated monster. Let us turn back, and you too shall see home again.
Some nameless thing keeps me here. Some hidden lord and master drives me on. I dare not turn back.
Silently, without hope, Starbuck slipped away. That night, Ahab suddenly smelled the sea air.
That strange odor. It's a whale. Moby Dick is near.
Next morning, he ordered all hands on deck.
See you nothing? No sign of the white whale? Pull me aloft.
As he was pulled up the main mast...
There she blows! A hump like a snow hill. It is Moby Dick. I saw him first. The gold coin is mine. Lower me, quick.
Soon...
Lower the boats! 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 Mr. Starbuck, remember, stay on board the ship!
As the boats raced toward the monster...
There! He sounds!
Changing places, Ahab went to the bow and looked down.
I see his open jaw just below. Stand close to the stern.
The whale swam upwards, turning on its back and...
Look out, Captain!
His jaws slowly closed on the boat, but one of his teeth caught on an oarlock. Ahab grabbed the long tooth, trying to work it free.
Blast it! To hold me helpless in your very jaws!
Suddenly, the jaws slipped from him and... The whale caused the water to turn so that Ahab barely kept above it. Then the Pequod, which had been standing by, sailed up.
Sail on the whale! Drive him away!
The whale was driven off, and the boats flew to the rescue. Next day, Ahab again sighted the whale.
There she blows! There she blows in the waves! Look for the last time at the sun, Moby Dick. Thy hour and thy harpoon are at hand.
In a few moments...
Lower the boats! Mr. Starbuck, stay aboard and look after the ship.
This time, the whale rushed at the boats, then dashed his head against the bottom of Ahab's boat. Again, the Pequod rescued the men and boats.
Let me lean on you, Starbuck. My ivory leg is broken. But I will kill the white whale yet, even if I circle the world 10 times and even dive right through it.
Never will you capture him, old man. One of our men is lost. I saw him pulled down. Shall we all be pulled to the bottom of the sea? Give up this madness.
Though I like you for some strange reason, you are a fool. I must go on, Lieutenant. I act under orders. I must obey and chase Moby Dick. I must.
The next day, the weather was clear. After an hour's watching...
There! She blows! I meet thee this third time, Moby Dick.
Again, Ahab gave the order for the chase and...
Starbuck! For the third time, my ship starts upon this voyage.
Aye, sir. You will have it so.
I am old. Shake hands with me, man.
Oh, my captain, do not go. See, it's a brave man that weeps.
I go. Lower away. Stand by the crew.
As the boat started forward, Moby Dick turned the water furiously. Rushing head on, the whale overturned two boats, but left Ahab's almost without a scar. While the two boats were brought aboard the ship to be repaired, Ahab's boat, alone, chased the whale.
The sharks are chewing up the oars.
They will last long enough. Pull on.
With a curse, Ahab threw the harpoon. It sank deep, but the whale pushed on, and the line snapped. Suddenly, as the Pequod sailed up, the whale turned toward the ship.
You should now be on page 56.
As if it were the cause of all his anger, the whale headed toward the ship.
The ship! He's going to ram it!
The men on the Pequod saw the monster coming at them.
The whale, oh Ahab! See what you've caused now, my God! Stand by me now!
Oars on, men! Save my ship!
But it was too late. The whale hit the ship. The waters poured in.
Death to my ship! Must she die? And without me? Am I not able to go down with my ship, as is the wish of all brave captains? Oh, lonely death after a lonely life. Ho! Toward you I come, you monster whale. To the end of my life I will fight with you. From my heart I stab you. For hate's sake I spit my last breath at you. Thus I give up the spear.
Again the harpoon struck. The whale flew forward. The line got tangled. Ahab bent to clear it, but the flying tern caught him around the neck. He was shot out of the boat and disappeared into the waves. For an instant, the boat's crew stood as though in a trance.
Great God! Where is the ship?
The ship, too, was disappearing into the ocean. And now, drawn by the suction of the sinking ship, the small boat and all in it, and the smallest chip of the Pequod, were carried out of sight under the waves. Then all was finished, and the great blanket of sea rolled on as it rolled 5,000 years ago. The story is done, but one did live through the wreck. I, Ishmael. On the second day, a sail drew near. It was the Rachel, that in her search after her missing children, only found another orphan. And I alone escaped to tell thee.